Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Chof Hei. We'll start from the end of Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Zog de Mishnah, Mapeles, Shofil mole maim, mole dam, mole ginunim, eino chuisheshes levlad. Shvir is the oir that is mole maim, mole dam, mole ginunim, and we're not chuishesh for a vlad. There's no chshash that there was a vlad sheni moyach. The second din in the Mishnah is vim hoyo merukom. Merukom, when there's tzura sevorim, the Gemara says, the kamon with afchofei, when you see some type of tzura sevorim, teishev lezocho v'lein akeva. Then taka v'choishesh levlad sheni moyach. Third in the Mishnah is hamapele sandal oishilyo teishev lezocho v'lein akeva. Now, we have to understand the din that there's no vlad, we're not choishesh to the vlad. What's legabe tumas nido? It's not beforeish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about legabe tumas ledo. That's what the Mishnah says, and so there are cases that we are choishesh for a vlad, and the cases that we're not choishesh for a vlad. That's legabi tumas ledo. Well, what legabi tumas nido? We have here, mapeles shafir mole dam, is the isha. Is the woman tome tumas nido or not? So the meiri here brings two deis. The meiri, that's a meiri, that there's no chash, even mishum isha nido. Just like we find in the beginning of the perek, Rabbonin de Rabbi Yudah, Hamapeles chaticho, even though the chaticho is one of the maruiz domim tmeim, but according to Rabbonon, dam shebachticho eino tmeo, hu adin also, in the case of the Mishnah, hamapeles shofir, mole dam, it's not tome, just like chaticho is not mitame. Mitzad sheni, the mirror brings the Rambam, the pirush of Mishnayos holds, that the Mishnah is only talking about tumas leido, but eino chenami. The woman is tome tumas nido, mikoyach nidam. The Miri is mevaya there, Shita Sarambam, that even though we hold that al apeles chaticho eino chuisheshes le tumas nido, machmas chaticho, he says, mikol muk mishl chalik, hachaticho hi ovo biyoiser, it's thicker, and therefore this dam doesn't have a tiras dam. It's a bilya bifnei atzmo. Ma she'im ken, be mole dam, be shvir mole dam, Choishesh for dam nido. That's the machlikas. Now the Mishnah says weiter. Hoya merukom teishav lezocho in a keva. So merukom, like we said before, the yivorim. As she says, the yivorim al nikolim ktsas. Mishnah achreinim peragimel. Our Mishnah asks lichoira. Even if you hold that merukom is a raya that the vlad is nimoyach, mikol mokim maybe it's a vlad that which is koydim li yitzirosay alboim yoyim. The Gemara in Kamon, the Gemara in the Flamed says that Vlad shekodom l'arboim yoim ain't a Vlad legabi tumas leido. And if that's the case, how b'teras vadai do we metame the isha tumas leido and also lekulo we give her yemei toyar? Every leido besides the chumro of yemei tumos lezochol shavua shvuayim l'nekeva, you have also yemei toyar, and there's a kula in yemei toyar that even on a regular basis, if an isha sees dam, b'mei nidosa, b'mei zivosa, she's either a nido or a zova. But after leido, she has 33 days lezoch, or 66 days in the keva. In those days, if she sees blood, so the b'cholven, the dam is dam tohoir, the isha is not tome tumas nido. So how about the rasvayde, can we give her tumas, yemei toyar? even if we hold the Vlad Sheni Moyach Shema, this Vlad is Koidem Litziros Elbeim Yoim. Vlad Koidem Litziros Elbeim Yoim is not Metam Etumas Leto. That's the Shaila Mishnah Achrayin. Mishnah Achrayin proves from this that Al Kochoch, the whole Rikum of the Vlad is only, can be, take place only after the Yitziros of 40 Yom, 40 days. But less than 40 days, it's not Shaykh Metzias or Rikum. So if we find the Shafir Merukum Al Kochenu, the Vlad was here 40 days, and that's the Rikum of the Vlad. Therefore, Metam Metiras Vadai, and we give also Yimei Toya Likul. Now, in the Ikra Din of Merukum, that we give the Din of Tumas Yiledes, the Choyro, this Vlad, this Merukum here is not Roy Labrias Neshomo, or Brias Shmoino, according to Tesis Girsa, Leil Daf Chov Gimel Mebeis. And the Braisa, Leil Gemara says that there's a mute, Kol She'ena Roy Labrias Neshomo, Brias Shmoino, the Choyro, every Merukum is not Roy Labrias Neshomo. So the Meinida says that what the Gemara Leil, the Brais is Memayat Brias Neshomo or Brias Shmoino, it's only Kedugmas Roish Chotuch, Shebetchilas Yitzirosoi, it was born in that way. It was Nivra Boifenze. Sheine Roy Lebrias Neshom. Mashein can he says, Mapeles, Shvil Merukom, in the Tchilas Yitziro, it was made Boifen that is Roy Lebrias Neshom. So even though she was Mapil Biyim Alboim, but the Tchilas Yitziro of the Brias Kivir. And therefore, the mission is Metame to Maslid. Right, so the Gemara. Bishlom edam umayim leklum. Therefore, there's no chashash of a vlad sheni moyach. Ela ginunim neichu sheshem avlad habivini moyach. Ginunim, we have a chashash. But sad godel that maybe it's a vlad sheni moyach. And that the Gemara gives three answers. Omar Rabbi, kama yayin chay shos asimoy shel ze sheni moyach ibu ubor v'srich meir. Rabbi says, there's no chashash. Rav pa'omim, you don't have to be chashash of vlad sheni moyach mitzad atzmi. Memele, since there's no chashash, we go according to the Rav. So memele, you don't have to be chashash that there was a vlad that was nimoyach. Rav answers, Rav omar, molet nan, vim iso, ditmuchei atmach mechasel chos. Rav says, since the Mishnah is talking about the case, that the Mapele is Shofir Molei Ginunim. Molei Ginunim. If it's full, Boifen Molei, he says, so if it would be a Vlad Sheni Moyach, it wouldn't be Shafir Molei. It would be Michsal Chosel. Anything that changes from a Gush and it's Mismoises, it becomes now something, a different type, a different, it's in a Mein Dovel Noisli. So Memele, it's Nechzar Me'agoydel. It wouldn't be Molet, it would be Mechzas Chosel. So since the Mishnah is talking about a case that the Shvir is Molet Ginunim, Al Kochoch, there was no Vlad. If there would be a Vlad that was Mismoises, it would become lesser, it wouldn't be Molet. Rav Ade Barave Omar Gvonim Tnan, Vim Iso Sheni Moyach, Kulom Bechad Gav Nehavikoi. So these are all rayas that Al Korchoch won't be a Vlad Sheni Moyach. The Chazanish Niredeye Kufyud, Sifkot Nalef. Chazanish says, L'choyro, Pashtis Namiroim bring a rayo, they have a Yichoch here, that it can't be a Vlad Sheni Moyach, according to Rovo, since it said Mole, Mole Al Korchoch en poi Vlad Sheni Moyach, because if it would be a Vlad Sheni Moyach, it would be Choser Mashu. Cheretz a rayo. Chazanish asks, L'chore, in the Gemara, L'kamon, B'daf Chof Hei, the Gemara has a sofik, Mistapik Revi, Shofir Mole Boso Mahu. So the Gemara there says, maybe there, the Mishnah is talking about Mole Dam, Mole Mai, Mole Ginunim. Mole Boso, maybe there's a different chashash, there's a reasoning to be chashash for a Vlad Sheni Moyach. Chazanish asks, just like Rova proves, that it can't be a Vlad Sheni Moyach b'mole ginunim. Because otherwise, it should be choser, it wouldn't be mole. Kidal derech Vlad Sheni Moyach al kochoch, that it's choser mashu. If that's the case, it should be also legabi bosor. Mole bosor, we have the same proof. That if it's mole bosor, al korchoch, it's not a vlad sheni moyach. So what's the suffix? Rebbe, come on, we have a mole bosor. So the Chazon Ish proves from this that al korchoch, what the amiroim and our sugya bring, that from mole itnan, or ravada barave, gvonim itnan, it's not a proof, 100% proof, that it wasn't a vlad sheni moyach. The side is that the etzem, we have a suffix if it's a vlad ni moyach or not. We have to be metayer the isha mikoyach cheskas tayo. Hamid isha al cheskas tayo. If you have a nidoin, if you have a chiddush of tumas leido on the isha or not, so hamid isha al cheskas tayo. Even though lichayer it's a suffix tuma b'shus hayochid, study tuma. We have a klal that suffix tuma b'shus hayochid tome. And we don't go according to the Chazoka. But Tosis, Chazanish brings down, that Tosis in the beginning of the Beseches, Tosis in Dafyud Zayin bring down, that the holy Elfus of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid has to be Dumi L'Soito, which is the Sofik Maga. Sofik Maga B'Sheret, Sofik Maga B'Meis, Dumi L'Sofik B'Ilo, B'Nido, B'Nitmo, Sveikis B'Magois, you have a din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid. But Sofik Re'io, or riyasi isha bedin shel nido or shel zovo, if there's a sofik, that's not a tumah mikoyach maga, el a sofik isha royo or isha loy royo, or tumas leido, which is also called sofik riyo. This tumah doesn't come mikoyach kabolas tumah, b'tiras maga. There's a siva mitzad atzmo shel sofik riyo, sofik leido. Then it doesn't apply the din of sofik tumah which is a yochid and mukminim bechazkos. So, lechoyro, we should say sofek v'amid meis al cheskos. So, what's the need in the Gemara? The Gemara just said, since the rikum of dam v'gvonim, it's not shchiach. So, the michui of vlad is roiv legabayu. When the nidon would be, what is this coming from? Shafir mole gvonim. So, since you have a roiv that mistomo, it's coming from Vlad Sheni Moyach, which is more Shchiach than Stam Michui Be'almo. Therefore, the Gemara says we should be Toilel Gavi V'Levad. But Mitzad Sheni, the Chazon Ish says, since it's not a Roiv Gomur, to be Machria, the Kol Apochus, it should be Palga U'Palga. And Minadin, the Chazon Ish says, Hayo Minadin Lochush L'Hachbe. Chir, the Chazon Ish means, according to the Suga we saw, Le'il, with Afid Zainam and Beis, that Reiv Negit Chazoka were machriya to the Reiv only in a Reiv Gomor. That's the way Tesis explains there. Reiv Sheina Gomor is Palgo, Palgo. Akoponim, Misofik Machmirim. So here the Chazon Ish says the whole kasha of the Gemara is, since this Michui, it's more Shchiach to be Toil the Michui, be Michui Avlad, Me'asher, Stam Michui Ba'almo. That's what the Gemara says, Leichush Levlad. And on that, the answer of the Amirayim and our sugya is, since we have a small proof that mole or gvonim, that's mesalik, it's not as a proof that lemaise can't be a vlad sheni moyach. Just when, since it's ba'ufen mole, the shfir is mole and not choser, so it's mesalik the roiv. We don't have a roiv of lodi sheni moichu, in the case of the Shvir Mole. That's what it means. Since Mole itnan, the whole Nilsa de Shchicho we find of Lad Sheni Moyach, when you have a Shvir that is Choser Ktsas, then Roiv Po'omim, it's a Vlad Sheni Moyach. But in a case that it's Mole, there you don't have Roiv Po'omim, that it's a Vlad Sheni Moyach. So maybe it's Misalik the Roiv, Hodredine Mamidim Al Cheskoso. Also by Rav Ada Bar Avda Chazon Ish says, Kvonim is nan. It's only Mesalik. The Roiv of Michui is usually Bederech Klal. When you have full few types of Gvanim, there we say that it comes from a Vlad Sheni Moyach. From one, Gvon L'chud, there we don't have the Roiv that it's a Vlad Sheni Moyach. So it's only Mesalik the Roiv. Uloilam Amidim with Malchus Kosa. That's the Malach of Chazon Ish there and you're there. Right, Zog de Gemorim. Tanya, Abishol Oymel. Kuivel Mesim Oisim. Oisim is stackled by Tzomir Shal Mesim. Hashoyse yain chai atzmoisov srufim. Mozug atzmoisov schuim. Karoi atzmoisov meshuchim. Rabbi Shaul said that through that atzmois he can find, can see the way, the oifen ashti of the gavra. The Ran, the end of Tainis, brings what it says there in the Gemara, in the end of Tainis Aflamet, Kol Oichel Bosol, B'Shoyse Yayin B'Tishbov, B'Sudam Afsek, as the Rishonim say, Olov HaKosu V'Oimel V'Atihi Avoinoisom Al Atzmoisom. What's Pshat in the Posuk? V'Atihi Avoinoisom Al Atzmoisom. Vaday, it's a big Ovoin to eat B'Sudam Afsek, as Bosol V'Yayin. What is Avoinoisom Al Atzmoisom? So the Ran there is Mevayer, according to the Sugya Vayos, from this Abba Shaul. Atzomois nikar eze yayin shoso. Through that atzomois, you have a heker that he drank wine. So therefore, the oven is nikar batzmoisom. That's why the Ran is mevayah the Gemara. The pshat in the posuk, that he, tia vinoisom al atzmoisom, mikoyach, atzmoisom nikar ha ovoin, that he was shoise yayin, ichel boso besuda mafsekis. The Mogen Avram brings it in Hilchos Tishah of this Ran. That's the Pshat and the Posuk, Veti Avinoisom Al Atzmoisom. The Chasam Sofer in our Sugyo, he brings the Ran and he asks, L'chayro. But the Yain that is Nikel Be'atzomis is not Shaykh Dafka to the wine in Sudam of Sekis. It can be wine that he drank through the whole year. So in Chanami, Nikel Be'atzomis, that he drank wine. But who said this wine was been drinking in Sudam of Sekis? Val Pele Mamesh. You can't be machlit to say that it's vade besudam afsekes. So where is the heker through that atzmois? Vatei avinoisom al atzmoisom. So the Chasam Sofer gives an interesting explanation. He says like this: vade al pi ateva. The Chasam Sofer says kol minei ma'acholim u'mashkim nikorim batzmoisu shel odom. Mikol mokoim yishol lahachlit v'loimar sheyukru avinoisom batzmoisom achal mis. Even though v'derech hateva v'vaday, the old macholim, what he's drinking is nikel ba'atzomois, but you can't be machlit. Why? The efshol shahoyo bal kino, the kol sheyesh lekino atzmoisov nilkovim shenema v'rekev atzmois kino. If you have jealousy, kino, so rekev atzmois kino. Maybe that's the second reason why atzmois nilkovim. So we don't know why that tzomis is nilkovim. Mikoyach de ma'acholos, mikoyach de rikovim, mikoyach ha'akino. Some sefer is amshich. Mi shegovroi ta'avoisov, ad sheyuichel mis'aden b'shas aveilus tishavov, al kochoch einenoi balkino. Why? Dimken, he says, even though he's not mitzdayer b'tzara shechino and the Torah, mikol mokim roivkino, if his teva was a teva, he had a teva of kino, so that gufa would be mishapech l'toivo. Bizman shel sudam afsekes, even though he's not mitzayr b'tzara shechino v'atoiro, but if he b'tivoi was a balkino, he wouldn't be mesugol, that the umso oilum yeshim shleivim v'shkeitim, the kinah, the jealousy wouldn't let him be meniach lis adein miroiv tzar, keidu adalkan shabalikin. El al kochoch, the Sam Sefer says, nehishu bal taiva ro mikol mokoim enenu balkin. So when he's eating, and he's eating in Sudam afsekes michad giso, he's mezgali here that he's a bal taiva ro. But it's mitzgala here that he's not a balkino. Memele en rikovon sholed batzmoisov. He doesn't have the teva of a mekani. Vim ken olov yitzdak v'atehi avoinoisom al atzmoisom. That's a malach lichsam sefer here. Explanation in the Ran. The hobo otalio. In the chanami, the rikovon can be mekoyach akino. But if he was able to eat, umadin, Navshei bebizman sudam afsekes al koch is not a balkino, just a baltai vero. Meilo odredin a nikel bad smoisov. Yain shesoso. That's vati avinoisom al atzmois. Right, let's look at the Gemara. Tanya b'shol oimer. B'itim rabbi Yochanan. Kevil meisi huyisi. Pam achas ratzti achal tzvi v'nichnasti bekulis shel meis. Ratzti achal sholish parsoes v'tzvi lo higati. It was a gigantic kulis shel meis. Three parsoes he ran after the tzvi. He didn't come to the tzvi, and the kulis lo kolso. Kshechazalti la'achoy roi omruli shel oig melech haboshon hoiso. This kulis shel meis was shayach to oig melech haboshon, and it was gigantic. Even after three parsoes, it was still continuing. Tani abashol oig melech kevel meisim oisi pam achas niftecho maor otachtai v'omadeti begalgal einov shel meis ad choytmi. That means galgal einov shel meis, he was standing inside ad choytmi, till his nose, kshchazalti la'achoy rai omru ayin shel avsholom hoisa. Something very big etzim, something very big, galgal einov shel meis. It was ayin shel avsholom, the son of David, and the Gemara of the name is mamshich, that avsholom himself was very tall, koponim, so it was very gigantic, this galgal ayin shel avsholom. So my yes, but there's a few mahalchim and achrein the marsho that some sefer to me via these uvdos. Yesoidom of both mahalchim is that it's tyro keneged tumo. According to the marsho, he's merames here of this rachzus to be misrachik from the tyro mehatumo. According to the some sefer, it's which who is bigger, the tayvas bal haaveiro b'tzar tumo keneged tayvas atzadikim b'tzar hakedusha v'atayro. Koponim, there's a lot of Ramosim and Tzoydis Amukim. But Lemaisa, you have to know that the Marsha in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, says that all Agodis, Ein Advorim Yoytzim Dei Pshuto. So you have the Gufa de Uvdis Kenimtsoim Lefoneinu. Besides that, you have also these Tzoydis Amukim. Meidach the Ben Yoyoda says in our Sugya that Bohu Poshul, he writes, Ein Dvorim Eilu Kepshutom, Elohim al derech moshol vechido. Yeah, right. Daf chofeim with aleph. The Tanya. Hamapeles shofel shenem urukom Rabbi Shua imel vlad vechachomim imrim eino vlad. Omar Roshim imel loki shushum Rabbi Shaya machlikes bo'ochu. Bo'ochu, Rashi says, mashe besoichoy ochu. Di'iko lemeimar vlad hoyo vini moyach. We're talking about a shofir she'ina merukom. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's machmir, it's a vlad. So Rabbi Shimon Lokish says that the machloikis of Rabbi Yeshua and Chachom is gabi shofir she'ina merukom, which is ochu. There's more tzad that the nimoyach avlad. Aval betzolul, if it's clear, divrei hakol einu vlad. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omar betzolul machloikis. Now the Gemara is mevayer that the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua that holds that even if the shofir, which is the oir, is tzolul, it's clear, we're still choishesh levlad. It's a big chinesh, it's clear. You have no remez vlad here. Mikol mokum chayshin on levad. So the Gemara is mevayer, it's enoch anami, mikoach gzeres akosiv. Rabbi Yeshua, the dorash Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananye, nemar ba'odom harishn, after he ate from Eitz Hadas, throw down Vayas, Shemali Kimlo Adam Liishtoi Kutono Is Oir Lialbishen. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malbish Kutono Is Al Oirom. Melamed Shena Kadosh Baruch Hu Oise Or Lo Odom Eloim Ken Noitzo. The Mashmos is that the Oir, that's the Iker Yetziras Odom, and therefore Isha, that is, she's Mapil, the sphere, which is the Oir of the Vlad, the skin. She's Tmeya Tumas Leido. Since the skin was made after the Yetziras Avlad. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is Metame Beshvil, the Shvir, which is Tzolul. Why? Because of the Yetzira of the skin, it's a proof that there's a Vlad. Since the skin is made after the Yetziras Avlad. So if she was mapping the skin of the Vlad al-Korchoch, there is also a Vlad here. So therefore, even it's Shofir, which is Tzol, Mikoyach, the skin we see, al-Korch noitzar ha-Vlad. Eis ve'irov el Rav Nachman, el ha-omru, bepchoyres, mishna bepchoyres, simen le-Vlad. there's a simen levad. That means that there's a simen that when we see a behemoth or an irsha that is mapil, there are a few simonim that this is a vlad, and we're not choishesh that the vlad shabo achrov would be a b'chor. Which is like this. Bebehemoth dako, kshiyoitse mimeno tinuf. If there's a tinuf, the Gemara in Pchoris mentions what type of tinuf we're talking about, but I'll call upon him when it's Mismali the Tnoim of the Tinuf that is brought down in the Gemara of Pchoros, Kshiyoitze Mimeno Tinuf, this Tinuf Al Korchuch is coming from a Vlad, Sheni Moyach. So Memel, it's a Rayo that this is a Vlad, Vabo Achov Kvarina Pchor, it's a second, it's not the first. Bebehemo Gaso, Simen Levlad, if the Behemo was Mapila Shilio. If there was Apollo Shil Shilio, Memel Chayshin Levlad, Ve'ein habo achov b'choy. Ubi'isho, the simen of Vlad, shofir v'shilya. That means, if the isho was mapil, mapeles, one of them, either the shvir or the shilya, so the Vlad that was born afterwards is not a b'choy. So it's mevor here that by an isho, the shofir atzmoy, even though it's not merukom, there's no tsuras ivarim involved. We're choishesh levlad. And from that we see that by behema gaso, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, shvir, just like in the Isha. So the mashmos is that only a shilia behema piteresbo, and not a shvir, just like in the Isha. And on that, Rava asks, bishloma b'tzol machloikes. That means that Rabbi Yeshua holds that also by tzol, the Isha is Tomei Tumas Leido. Therefore, we can understand that there's a difference between the Isha and Behemoth. Since also by also what Rabbi Yeshua said that the Isha is Tomei Tumas Leido, the Isha is only Mikoyach the Alfuso. We have a special ribui in the Posuk that the skin of a person is made only after Yetziras HaOdom Gufo. So that Mahalik only works by an Odom, the special ribui we found. It's by an Odom, by Behemoth, it doesn't work that way. And therefore, it's understood that the Simen Levlad by an Isha is different. By both of them, Shilia is a Simen, but Legabi Shvir, you have a Chalukah here. By Isha, you have a proof that the Oyer, the skin, Al Kochoch Yesh by Vlad, that we learn out from Amad Arishon, Kutonis Oyer, and by Behemoth, we don't have that proof. But Rava says, but if the machloikis of Rabbi Yeshua and Chachomim, the ba'ochra machloikis, so it comes out that it's not mikoach l'gzeras akosuf. Just what? In a shvir that is ochr, we're told that there's a vlad, mikoach svara. It's ochr, it's not. We see there's something going around in this shvir. Since it's ochr, we're told misvara that there's a vlad. If that's the case, there wouldn't be a chiluk between an Isha and Behemoth. So that's what the Rava wants to prove, that the Machloikas is Betzol, and therefore that's the difference between an Isha and Behemoth. Rava is answering, Rav Nachman is metayat like this, Lo ilom ba'ochu machloikas. So it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, B'tayin HaSvada, wasn't metame, only mikoach sofek. Mesapkele, im ochu nidoin, sheyesh kan vlad, or not. Rabbi Yeshua was metame ba'ochu, but not b'tiras vada, b'tiras sofek. Ve'ozil hochel lechumre, ve'hochel lechumra. And therefore, by an isha, which is momen, the Gemara says, that means it's only negeh, legabi nesinas, five slum to the kohen, legabi pidin haben. The pchor himself has no kedusha le'inin iser. The whole nidin is nidin b'dinei momenis. Does the father have to give five slim the opinion the lakoyin or not? So you have a klal sofik mom lakul, and therefore you don't have to be puyidim sofik. But leinian pchor behima tohira, you have chalis kedusha as pchor leiser gizav avoida, which is an iser tohira leitogus iser to be goes as the cyrus of the pchor and iser avoida iser tohira sveika lechumra, and therefore the shvir is not poiter. We still have to be choishesh for the second vlad. That the second vlad is the pchor. Mele by us, like Rabbi Tumas Leido, Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Shvir is metame, the Isha mikoyach sofik tuma lechomra. You have a tuma sofik tuma isha sofik deiraitse. Misofik tzoruch lahachmir. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi is moisiv, that even if we're machmir, leaning sofik tumo, that's only limetumoso. But leaning the kulo, which is applies in every ladle we mentioned before of Yemei HaToyar, there, since the whole reason Rabbi Yeshua is metame is only mikoyach sofik, lochush levlad, but not b'tiras vaday. So memele, it's only l'chumel to give her Yemei Tuma to be machem in those days as a tumas yeledis. But l'kulo l'gave Yemei Toyar, vaday, we have to be choishesh that the dam she sees in the Yemei HaToyar is dam nidor azovo, memele misofik, you can't be metai. Now the Netziv, the Morei Mesodeh here brings down to view a chiech from our sugyo, she'in lechalik bin momen shel mitzvah lemomen she'in shel mitzvah. Ulo oilam en holchin bin momen achar harov. Ve'amu yitzmichon v'lo v'ray. The Netziv says, be'etzim, we have a klal that you don't, en holchin momen achar harov. The question is, that's in regular momen. Momen shel mitzvah, he calls it. Since this momen, it's takeh chiyuv, chomer shlem lakoyen, but you have also a mitzvah sensei here. Maybe momen shel mitzvah we are. Maybe we are machri al smach ha-roiv. What's the roiv here? It's the Netziv is pusha to him. He proves it. That al pi roiv, he says, the shvir, it's not a vlad sheni moyach. Vimkeni holds that the ba'achov, he's the vlad. And he holds that midirais aloik al gizu ve'avoido linin habo achrov. Because we're done that the second one should be the pchoir. But what's Nagel the moment is, it says here, linear moment, we're not machriel smach the roiv, lechayiv opinion aben the ba'achrov. Why? Al korchoch and holchim moment acharov is also moment the alma and also moment the mitz. Memes the achrenim ask in every opinion aben, a flunk with the svov and other achrenim, why is the Yisrael mechuyiv to give five sloim to the koyen? It's on mitzvah sessor's opinion aben. They asked Dilma, maybe the Vlad would be treifo. Vlad Treifo, during the Toich Shlishim Yoim, so according to Tesis, one answer in Tesis, the Gemara Baba Kamed Afyud Aleph understands that Pchol Shenit Af Toich Shlishim Yoim, they have no Chiyuv Pini Rabben. Memele, Leimotzin Yodin Magreinu, why is every Yisrael Mechuyuv Pini Rabben? Dilme, Vlad Treifo. Just what? We have Roi Venum Treifes, Aval Ein Holchem Momenach Ha'or. So a few answers on that. There's a lot of kashas on this. So even Benosin Lovi Anayro, Legabi Knas, Oinisimefate, Dilma Lav Oviv, Koponim, I'm just bringing this, Legabi Dinin of Pinin Aben also, which is Momen the Mitzvah, also there, we have the klal of In Holchim Ben Momen Acharov. And that's what is brought down, just like our Sugya, like the Netziv's, what the Netziv proved. Now we'll be Marchev a little in the Inin of Pinin Aben. Mitzad echod, you have a mitzvah essen to be poide. Mitzad sheni, it's a choiv momen. Now we have stiris, we have two sugyas in this inyan. If the tchila sachiv is a choiv momen, and in betelodemize we have the mitzvah, or it starts fakelt. Maybe yisoidei mitzvah esse ala yisroa livdeis b'noi, and betelodemize you have the choiv momen. So the ma'isa Rebbe Elchanan in klibat shiurim kiddushin, oislam edvov. So B'chonon there asks a shayla. He says, Mitzad Echod, it's brought down in our sugya, another sugya is that Sofek Pidin Aben Lekulo. And we don't say Sveka Deiraisa Lechomro, just like we say Legabi Sofek Lulov, Sofek Matzo, Sofek Bilkas Amozen, Sofek Krishva, any Sofek Deiraisa Lechomro, Lechoro, also by Pidin Aben, since it's a mitzvah esse, Al Yisrael Livdo Yisbenoi. So if you have a sofek, if this is a pchor or not, lichoiru, we should say, sofek deiraisa lechumro, and it should be poida mi sofek. So from this, Rabbi Elchanan proves that the mitzvah is teiloda midin ha-momen. That means, since the moment itself, you have a din of ha-moitzi mechaveh v'lo raya, since he's a muchzik, and memele, there's no choiv momen mikoyach adin of a moitzim chavav raya. Memele, there's no mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is to be mekayim the choiv momen. If behilchus momenes huchal lekulo midin ha moitzim chavav raya, memele en kan mitz. So that's the chere mukach in our sugya, that the din of mitzvah, the mitzvah sesa here, is a teilah de midin hamon. That means by lulav, even if somebody has to pay to buy a lulav, if he has a suffix, he doesn't remember was he noita lulav or not. So he has to go. Let's say he doesn't have a lulav now. Question is, does he have to buy a new lulav? So even though he has to pay money for it, but the chuyv is not a chuyv moment. The chuyv is a chuyv mitzvah. There, even though you have to pay, you have to buy the lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But chilosi mitzvahs ese. And memele, you have to pay to get the mitzvah. But b'din aben it starts vaker. Yosoyde yechuyv momen lakoyen. And b'teilodim is it's mitzvah of the mitzvah. Once I have achrol, you have a sofik momen lekulo. Memele, I don't have the mitzvah. That's what Rebbe Chanan proves from the sugi of sofik b'din aben lekulo. Bitzad sheni, Rebbe Chanan there brings that we find that the lichoyro in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Avovim and Beis, it's brought down that Maton al Manas lahachzir. The Gemara brings down in a few dinim Shmei Matona, and one of the dinim there it's brought down also Legabe Pidin Aben. Maton al Manas lahachzir be Pidin Aben Shmei Matona. So Lichura Dval Pele, Ubukonin asks, Lichura, if we say that Pidin Aben, it's the Choyv Momen, and it starts out from the Chiyuv Piroin Lakoyen, Memele Mifka HaMitzvah. Sorry, by Piroin Choyv, it's a double poshut, that it doesn't help Matona Matzna Hachzir. Anybody that owns his friend money, and he gives it back Matona Matzna Hachzir. So even if Matona Matzna Hachzir is Shmei Matono, but there's no Piroin here. You can't be Pirea Choyv with the Matona Matzna Hachzir. Any choiv, not only halvo, also by nazikin, by gzeilo, any choiv momen, the piroin has to be piroin boifun muchlot, lo menas lahachzir. Even though matonah as lahachzir, shmei matonah, but there's no kiyum piroin choiv. And that's also pshitus, the nesivis, and simen kuf tzadik brings down gedolah poshut, there's no piroin choiv, matonah as lahachzir. So bishlom, if the choiv was trilo de mamitzah, Rebbe Chanan says, so there we can understand that since the mitzvah is miskayim b'matonas lahachzir, like every matnis kumuna, the yisayi l'chiyuv piray of pidin aben is give matnis kumuna to a kohen. Matonas l'chomesh lehen. Memele mistalik achoyv. So if the choyv would be a teilodim ha-mitzvah, then we can understand the gemara in kiddushin that matonas manas lahachzir helps by pidin aben. But if tchilosei choyv momen, so it has to be starting out from the choyv, which is a piroin choyv. It's a milsa de pshita that piroin choyv or manas lehachzir is not a piroin choyv. Bemis we find in the Bir Alocha, in Simen Toflish Tzadik Dalid, he brings from the Prima Godim that is mesupok ligabe the mitzvah of matonis levyoinim and purim. What would be if he gives the evyoin matonah manas lehachzir? Im kiem choyv osoy. Prima Godim says, since it says in the Krah, Matonis Lev Yoinim, and Matonis Lev Yoinim, Ale Matonis Lahachzir Shmei Matono, Meila Miskayim Din Shal Matonis Lev Yoinim. The Gabi Tztok of Pashtis Vadi was not Mekayim, because there it's not totally in the name of the Matono, B'Shei Matono Lo'oni, Elo B'Nesino L'Asher Yechzalo. You have to give the Chisorni has, you have to be Mashlim is Chisorni, give him money that he should have for tzedakah. But matonis le'evyoinim, the pasuk says, it's totally bedin matono is le'evyoinim. Kol sheshmei matono. And on that, the Prima Godim has a tzad, chudosh, to say that since it's shmei matono, matonis le'evyoinim, as lahachzir, is mekayim. Agav l'gabi mishlech mones, there the Prima Godim says, it's poshut, it's not, it doesn't help. Matonis le'evyoinim, as lahachzir. Because since the Mishlach Monis Yisoidom wrote down in Rashi and Megillah to Masadeshen, Mishlach Monis is in order for it to have food for the Seudo, Semila, when Asla Achzir, he doesn't have the food to eat in the Seudo, he has to give it back. So there you're not Mekayim, Gabi Mishlach Monis. But Matonis Levyonim, that's the Sofek, that's what the Bir Alocha brings down in Tofesh Tarik down. Al Kol Ponim, Adrinon is Yoseinu. L'maisa, we have L'chayra Astir in two Sugis. In our sugi, it's brought down that Pidin Aben, Sofik Momen, Sofik Momen Lekulo, And the mitzvah is a tilodim achoyv momen. Therefore, kevan shuhucha achiyuv momen midin muksak hamoitzim chalom avaraye. Memela, there's no sofik chiyuv kshela atzmi, and we don't say sofik deraisa lechumra. We say sofik momen lekulo. Meidoch negmar kiddushin lechoyra there it's muchrach. Adarabo, that the choyv momen is totally bekiyuv mitzvah, and that's the reason why it helps matona manas lehazir. So Rabbi Chanan there, in the Chibbutz Shurim, he buys by a cash. Lemaise, before Miyashiv the Shailo, that we find the Chazanish has another very interesting style. Which Chazanish never has on Kiddushin, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. He asks on what the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chof Tes, the Gemara has a Sofik. If somebody has only five Sloim, and he wasn't being Nifte, his father wasn't Poide him. Now he's a father, he grew up, and he has also a son. So who lived this? Who b'noi lived this? He has two chiyuvim now for pidyon ben. He has to be poyde himself, and he has to be poyde his son. Now he has only five sloim. Who should he be poyde? The Gemara asks. Who koydem or b'noi koydem? He minayu koydem. So the Chazanish asks Meir the Geshayla. Lichoyra, from the same five sloim, you can do two pidyonis. Why shouldn't he give the first koyin al menas lahachzir? B'shmei matona, like the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Vav Amud Beis says, shmei matona, memele b'noi podui. After he gives it back, the koyin, memele, he goes and is poida the second. Then he can be machlit, he can decide if he wants to give him that second time also menas lahachzir or not. But al koponim, it's enough that the first time should be al menas lahachzir, and he has the same five sloim to do it vaita. So the Chazanish there says that the Kohen can be me'akev and say that he doesn't want to be me'kabel the five sloim. Mainly, that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin means. But even that the Kohen doesn't want to be me'kabel these five sloim, he says, I don't want it. I don't want to be me'kabel. There, the question is, since you're doing Amanas Lahachzir, I don't want to take it. So mainly, that's the Shaila, Heiminayu Kodim. That's what the Chazanish says. But the Chazanish continues there, and he says, but it's totally. If Pidyon HaBen, it helps Nesina Bal Korchoi. Chazanish says his whole answer is only if we hold that Nesina of Pidyon HaBen, we hold that Nesina Bal Korchoi Lo Yishmein Nesina, and there it's totally B'Kabon HaSakoyin L'Kabel. But according to what the Ktzei Sachoishin and Simen Reish Mem Gimel and the Pri Chodosh, they hold that Nesina Bal Korchoi Shmein Nesina, all matnis kuno, also by pidyon haben. Shuv chos lekushi lemekoyvo. If it helps matanas lahachzir, michad gisa. And we also hold that nesina bal kochu shmei nesina. There we have the shaila. Why shouldn't this Yisrael use the same five sloim to be poide him and then poide his son? So lemaisa, to answer these two kashes, we can say like this. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ches brings down that the Israel gave Rav Kahana Sudar Chomesh Sloim, which was worth Be'etzim, didn't have a regular price, but Rav Kahana was Mekabel the Sudar Lepidin HaBen, and he said Ledide Shovili. That means when the Kohen decides that the Shuma of this Sudar is Shove Keshiu Chomesh Sloim, that's good enough for Pidin HaBen. The Ran there says that you need two inyonim for Didi Shavil. It has to be in the Chifts of Shavius Momen. But when the Kshaila would be how much it's worth, then it helps the Didi Shavili. How much the Shavius is. But you need also a Chifts of Shalmon. Now the Ritv there in Daf Ches brings down, Tich HaDvarim, he mentions that even if you hold Matono as Lahachz or Shmei Matono, but the Maise, you have a Chisar in the Shavius of Heisloim. That means, when you give a matona as lahachzir, five sloim to the koyin, even though shmei matona, but when the question would be, is it worth five sloim? Since in this oifen of almanas lahachzir, it's not worth, it's not a shabbos to the mekabel of five sloim. So we have a problem. Lu yehei shematon manas lahachzir shmei matono, and you have a chalis hakno and a matono of five sloim shenichnas l'shusi shel koyen, but five sloim that are al menas lahachzir are not worth five sloid. So lechora, the pshat is that by every time pinyan aben, it works matoman zahachzir, is only but even that the kohen tako is ready to take these five sloim for pinyan aben. V'meile it's moil midin bedidi shoveli. It's bedidi shoveli five sloim. Dainu that there's two tnoim here. You need to come on to the matoman zahachzir shmei matono, which you need that the kohen is koine these five sloim. But we have another problem. Lu yesh shmei matono. But where's the shavius of five sloim? Someone asked in the house. And that enoch anami. We need that the mekabel is mekabelit avu the pidyon haben ledidi shav lichomer sloim. What it's not moyul but piroin achoyv. I think that's the reason. Piroin achoyv, even though shmei matono lichoyro nichnas momen milshus ha mazik lanizik umeshus haloyv lamalve. Just since it's not shavi, there's no, even if he gives him $100 and $100 choiv or $100 nezik, mikol mokum, it's not worth $100 if it's almanas lahachzir. So memele, he's not mekabelin for piroin the choiv. Ain't a chanami. If the nizuk or the malve is willing to be mekabel this, as ladidi shavali, ain't a chanami, it would be a good piroin choiv. So Mele comes out like this, and be choizer to what the Chazanish Be'etzim answered. What Matan Almanas Lahachzir helps is only if the Koyen is ready to be Mekabalit. Just the Chazanish is, according to the Chesis Lechoshin and the Pre-Chodosh, Nesina Baal Kolchoy Be'pinya Ben, since it helps, so Mele also Matan Almanas Lahachzir, if we hold these two Hanoches, Matan Almanas Lahachzir works. And also, Nesina Bal Koch of Pinya Ben works. Memele, he should always give it Bal Koch and Shulkoyen. According to what we're explaining now, Emes that Nesina Bal Koch is Shmei Nesina. But that's only Boifen when he gives the five sloim Boifen Muchlot. Then we have the Nesino of five sloim and the Shavius of five sloim. And Nesina Bal Koch is Shmei Nesina. But by Matona Mas Lahachzir, even though Shmei Matono, but it's not Shovel Mekabel, like the Ritva says. There you have to come on to the Askomo of the Koyen of Ledidi Shoveli. But that only is Mahani, Mikoyach Askomo Samekabel. Memele, first of all, it's Miyusha the Shaila Chazanish. Biyeshli Chomesh Sloim, why shouldn't he use it twice? So the Chazanish answered, since the first Koyen is not ready to be Mekabel. Just he had the Shiloh, but Nesina Bal Kol Hashmei Nesina. According to what we're saying now, we can be Mekayim the answer of the Chazanish. But what the Chazanish asked, L'chir Nesina Bal Kol Hashmei Nesina, that's right, L'gabi, the Nesina Boifen Muchlot of five Sloim Lo'ilo. But B'matona wants L'hachzir Kula Alma Yoidu, that only if you have the Askom of the Koyen, then the B'noy is Podri. Since you have the Reyuse, that there's not a Shabbos, Matanas Nahazir of five Slaim, only Betziruf of Ladidi Shoveli, and therefore you need Askama Samekab. And therefore the Sugya in Kiddushin Choftes, since the Kohen is not willing to be Mekabelit, Amanas Nahazir, and it's not Ladidi Shoveli, but even that it's not Manas Nahazir, that's the Shaila of the Gemara, Hei Minayu Kodim. Maybe we're coming back to the Shaila of the Rebbe Chol. Just like it's proved from our sugyo, we say hamuitzi mechaviro v'alrayo b'sofek or even roiv according to the merayim yisode and holchem b'momen acharov. And therefore, since the din hamomen huchlat she we have a muchzik here, mei le din hamitzvah toilodim midin hamomen. Just matona manas lahachzir. What it helps is only mitzat. It helps midin matono. It helps, but it's b'tnai that the koyin is muchon lekabel midin b'didi shoveli. Ve'ino chenami in every choiv momen, if the nizik or the malve is willing to be mekabel this matonas lahachzir, it's also helping. The maisi can be done mitzan mechila already. You don't have to come on l'didi shoveli. Maybe there's an afkamina if it's midin mechila or midin piroin. Piroin bal choiv mitzvah, so mele is mekayim a mitzvah in this piroin. It's midin mechila, so he doesn't have the loive, he doesn't have a key of a piroin bal choiv mitzvah. But if it's called a piroin choiv, betziruf l'didi shoveli in a chenami. Maybe there's other nafkaminas so called ponim. Matonas nahatzu bepidin haben. Mitzad echod we can hold nesina bal kochu shmei nesina. But by matonas nahatzu kule alma, it's only betziruf haskomas koyen hamekab. Yeah. Bomud base. Chofeyumud base. The Gemara brings down. Tonu rabbono. Sandal. The mission says hamapeles sandal. Hamapeles sandal oishilio teshev lezocho velenekev. So the Gemara brings down Tonu Rabbonon, sandal deme le dag shel yam, mitchilosi vladu el shenirtzaf. Avshum gam li alem el sandal deme le loshen shel shir agodl, avshum rabbi seinu idu sandal tzorch tzor asponim. Omar Rav Yudam al shmue aloche sandal tzorch tzor asponim. There's a few days here, how the way the sandal has to look. The Gemara afterwards asks, lomo is kiru sandal, valoi in sandal shen imoy vlad. So the Gemara is asking, without the sandal, she should be tmeya tumas leido. Without knowing the tzura of the sandal, since we have a klal of in sandal sheni mei vlad, so without the sandal, Rashi says b'loy sandal nami avi tmeya leido. So what's the nafkamino? How the sandal itself to be done the sandal? You can tepu klim itzan shen sandal b'loy vlad. So on that the Gemara answers. Idis yalido nekeva behadei hochenami. Inochanami, there's not enough kamina in tzura sasandal. Hochebe maeskin on this yalid zocho behadei. Since the vlad, which is noilad, which is a zochor, so here we have enough kamino to be done the sandal as a vlad. Mao de teime. Hoyovom arabitzruk bar ami ish mazras trilo yled a zocho. Ish mazria trilo yled a snekevo. Midaho zocho. Honami Zohar. So if you find that the Vlad is a Zohar, so also the sandal would be a Zohar. Komashmon Emo Shneim Hizriu Bevas Achas. Hai Zohar Vehai Nekevo. That's the Chiddush. Hizriu Shneim Bevas Achas. Maise, there's a big machlekes Rishonim, famous machlekes, Rashi and Tesis and Yevomis Dafid Beis on the base. It says, Sholish Noshim Meshamshis Bemoich. One of the Noshim is Muberes. Says that a muberes mishameshes b'moich shema te'ose uboro sandal. That's what the Gemara says there in the Yevomis. So the machlikas Rashi and Tesis, what's the chshash? Rashi says, yeshlochu shema tis'aber shuv v'yitchoy ku'ubor ha'sheni esarishin v'yaseyu sandal. According to Rashi, the chshash is that this isho, she's muberes and she can still become nochamo muberes. There can be still an ibur. Yesh ibur achar ibur. And memeido the vlad hashen yaseu sandal. Therefore, she's meshameshes b'moich in order to be meineas zakonas nafoshes. That's Rashi's shita. Tosis holds not like that. Tosis says no. Loilam, it's not shaykh that after she's already mubera, she should be misaber nochamo. And ishu misaberes chizeres misaberes. It's a shayla and Rashi. We'll see. Come on, davchoftes chazanish. Explanation in this inyan. Kolponim, the guf of the uvd is according to Tosis, it's not shaykh, ibur achar ibur. The chshash is, Tosis says, that Shema, after, maybe she was misaberes with toime, with twins, veikones shichva zera beinehem, veyitchoik, then one of the uborim would become a sandal. And therefore, mishameshes b'moich. Now, Tosis in Yevomis brings a proof from our sugyo. Our sugyo says that and there's a tzad that this sandal should be a zohar, just like the vlad shiimah would be a zohar. So Tosfos says, Bishlomo, if it's not shaykh ibur achar ibur, so then we could say, since this ibur with the vlad together with the sandal in the same ibur, in this oifen we can say that the sandal is a zohar, just like the vlad would be a zohar. But according to the Rashi, that it's shayach, two different iburim nefrodim, two different bias. If that's the case, it's a riposhut, that there's no reason to say that if the vlad is a zohar, so therefore the sandal should be a zohar. It's two different iburim, it's two different bias. And if that's the case, why did the Gemara say, you have to come on to, komash molon sheshnei mizriu ke'echot? The chayr can be in two different bias, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it has to be in zelabiyah. There you can say, L'chor amid the high zohar, you have to come on, sheshnei mizriu ke'echot. But according to Rashi, can be in two different bias. So make a taste that one could be a zohar, one can be in the cable. So that's Tosis, that's the way Tosis goes, brings a raya, not like Rashi. That's Tosis in Yevamos. But in Arsugi, Tosis are doich in this raya that they brought in Yevamos, and they say Enochanam. In two different bias, Vadai, one is not totally Vashani, and one can be a Zoch, or one can be in a cable without the Yesoid of Shtem Ezri Vavasachas. Just the Kavona, the Gemara by us is, when she was, she's Aboim Shneim, Boiso Bio. Bezet, the Gemara says, Yeshmokim Lahokel, Machmas, this Svora, that the Sheni should be a Zohar just like the Rishon. And that, the Gemara says, needs to be Mechadesh, Shechoy Shishim Shema, Hinekeva Mikoyach, Sheshneim Hizriu Vasachas. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.